In the Gospel account of St. Luke, Jesus has been preaching and teaching in Galilee. He's been healing the sick, casting demons out of those possessed. He has even brought Simon to his knees over a miraculous haul of fish. And he has healed a leper, unheard of in Galilee. And now Jesus has a man paralyzed brought to him through the roof. And he says to him, "Your sins are forgiven." Jesus has pierced the heart of this man, perhaps perceived resentment over his paralyzed state, and forgiven him that resentment. And in order to make clear that this is not blasphemous, that he is divine, has the power that only divinity has to free from sin, he heals him of his paralysis. The first week of Advent focused on vigilance. The second week, joyful repentance and the forgiveness of sin. Isn't that the most important way to make room for the coming of the Lord? Repentant love brought to the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, and then the experience of God's forgiveness. God grant us that grace during Advent.